You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning and time to check in with Jane Wilkie at Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
And good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, I'm excellent. It is here and it is morning and I'm great. And aside from a slight little burn on my hand from not being attentive to a burner being on my stove, I am just fine.
That's a much more likely story than saying you were playing with fireworks or something like that,
yes,
I suppose.
No, I know. Mine would be, beware if you have a flat top stove. Just beware. Make sure you turn the burners off and look for the little red light. But anyway, this morning for Lutheran Senior Services, I'm just going to kind of piece together a whole bunch of little pieces of information for everyone. Last week, if the listeners were listening at this time of day, they heard me tell about the upcoming event on Sunday, February 28th, called Bowling for Wellness. And I know that February 28th seems a long, long ways away. However, the more I age, the faster time goes. And before we know it, we're going to be talking on KFUO about this event happening in a couple of days. But the reason I wanted to bring it to everyone's attention right now is because there is an opportunity if you register your team before December 31st, there is a break in the registration. So the details are Bowling for Wellness, Sunday, February 28th. This event is a great fun event. It's from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it is at the Tropicana Lanes on Clayton Avenue. And what it benefits is Project Wellness, which is the project that we have for our affordable or low-income apartment buildings. We have wellness kiosks in each of them, and then we have parish nurses that work with each of our sites. And they work directly with the residents then in order to be able to help the residents monitor their health. And we have had some great success stories. I'll actually pull some of those together to chat a little bit about that before the event itself, to hear about some of the great things that happen when these older adults are able to monitor their health and have access to a parish nurse. So if you were to register your team before December 31st, the cost per team is $150. If you register after, the cost per team is $200. Easiest way to get to the registration information is to go to our website for Lutheran Senior Services, lssliving.org. And along the right side, in very tiny little print, there's a link just to the right of the picture that says upcoming events. And when you click on that, there are two events listed. The second one is Bowling for Wellness, and there is a link there that you can click for registering. And when you click that link, it takes you to Eventbrite, and that is your opportunity to register. Says right now, I'm on that list right now, it says there's 45 tickets remaining. And
wow.
So you can, there's like 52 lanes. So that means that there's probably about 5 or 6 teams that have already registered. But let's see if we can't fill those up. There's cash prizes, all kinds of fun, all of those things. And we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go. Also on that site, though, I wanted to draw attention. I did not realize this was happening, or I would have mentioned it earlier. Just in case any of the listeners in the St. Louis area are Blues fans or they have family members who are Blues fans, I have a great gift idea for you for Christmas. So also benefiting Project Wellness is A Night with the Blues on Thursday, February 4th at 7 o'clock p.m. And how this happens and benefits Project Wellness is that if you purchase the tickets at stlouisblues.com and you use the promo code PROJWELL, PROJWELL, if you use that promo code, then $5 of each ticket you buy will go to Project Wellness.
Cool.
So if you have a Blues fan in your family and you want to benefit someone at the same time, Also, you can find that information on our events page at lssliving.org. Click the tiny link that says upcoming events. You'll find it, first one listed. There's a link right there, right to the spot where you can purchase the tickets. $5 for each ticket purchased there will actually go to benefit Project Wellness.
Very cool.
So now that I've done your Christmas shopping... I know I have a couple of friends that are in St. Louis that are really, really big blues fans, so I'm going to be sending them that link, and hopefully they can go enjoy the game and benefit the Project Wellness at the same time.
I can't remember the last time I went to a blues game. Isn't that, that's sad.
Well, even sadder is that I will have to admit that I have never gone to a blues game or a hockey game. Now that I'm in Minnesota, of course, it's Minnesota Wild. That is something that I really do need to experience firsthand, I'm pretty sure.
I think it was when I was in college, so that was like 20 years ago.
Oh, Andy, you look like you were in college 10 years ago.
Aww.
So you could just tell us 10 years ago. So there was this one more thing I wanted to mention for Lutheran Senior Services this morning. As a matter of fact, Melody MacArthur, who's a licensed Affordable Care Act navigator for Lutheran Senior Services, she's part of our Lutheran Senior Services Outreach Services team. She was part of the phone bank on KSDK on Channel 5. This past Tuesday, and she was on that phone bank, and she was answering questions about the Affordable Care Act insurance, and that reminded me that perhaps someone in the listening audience here in the St. Louis area may themselves be underinsured or uninsured, or they may know someone, especially an older adult, who may not have insurance or may not have enough insurance. So if you or someone you know is uninsured or underinsured, you can call Melody directly at Lutheran Senior Services. And she can talk about the Affordable Care Act insurance options. She can provide free counseling and free health insurance enrollment assistance for any of the individuals who are uninsured or underinsured, especially if they are between the ages of, it does say here between the ages of 18 and 64, because obviously if you're 65 and older, you would be using Medicare options. If they live in St. Louis City or St. Louis County, she can help. She can set up appointments to meet with these individuals at Lutheran Senior Services, or she can offer her counseling and assistance over the phone. So Melody MacArthur is her name. Mm-hmm. She's an Affordable Care Act navigator at Lutheran Senior Services, and she can be reached at 314-262-8291. That's 314-262-8291. Or her email is mmacarthur@lssliving.org. That's mmacarthur@lssliving.org.
Well, very good. What a helpful resource that is.
It truly is. And it is part of our outreach services, which is a department within our home and community-based services that is partially funded by United Way, but its real total purpose is in reaching out to the, especially the lower-income seniors throughout the St. Louis City, St. Louis County, with all kinds of resources to link them to. If Lutheran Senior Services does not have what you need to help, then they can link you to the other resources within the St. Louis area that can be of assistance.
Well, very good, very good. Well, we have about 5 minutes left this morning.
Well, I was going to share with the listeners, if they were not aware, of an Advent devotion resource, not provided by Lutheran Senior Services, but of course by another one of our Lutheran agencies, Lutheran Hour Ministries. And if you are not already aware of it, Lutheran Hour Ministries does have Advent devotions that are available. You can access them at lhm.org, and lhm.org Advent gets you right to the site where you can find the daily devotions. You can read the devotions. You can print them out if you'd rather be a person who would like to print a little booklet. You can subscribe to have them sent right to your inbox, or you can actually listen to an audio podcast. And so I thought I would just I would read today's devotion so people would have an opportunity to hear what the devotions were. The devotion's title, the whole set of devotions is titled Fear Not. And today's devotion is based on Luke 1:24-25. After these days, Zechariah's wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she kept herself hidden. And the title of the devotion is Vindication at Last. When Zechariah concluded his work at the temple, he returned home and Elizabeth conceived their long-awaited child. Zechariah looked on in silence, watching God's word through the angel begin to be fulfilled. What an amazing time for Elizabeth. For decades, she has carried the social stigma of being a woman unable to bear a child. Along with her husband, she has had a sterling reputation, but her lack of a child tarnished that image and brought great disappointment and disapproval upon her. People knew that God's original design for marriage included children, and yet that had not occurred in Zechariah and Elizabeth's marriage. They falsely concluded that God was displeased with them. Surely they must have done something wrong for which God was punishing them. And of course, for Zechariah and Elizabeth to know they hadn't committed any great sin that deserved punishment made the weight of God's withheld blessing all the heavier. Even the phrase, she was barren, carried with it devastating weight. Imagine having your womb compared to a barren desert. But finally, in his time, God removed this disgrace. Unlike many of us who forget all about God when our prayers are finally answered and that elusive request is granted, Elizabeth keeps her eyes focused squarely on her God. Thus the Lord has done for me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among people. If you struggle from a tarnished reputation, especially one you don't deserve, then take heart this Christmas. God knows the truth, and in his way and in his time, he will vindicate you and remove your reproach among people. And the prayer is, Heavenly Father, forgive me the times I have caused pain by jumping to false conclusions and judgments about others or even myself. Heal the hurt and restore those relationships for Jesus' sake. Amen. And those devotions, again, are available at lhm.org/advent.
Very handy. We have some handy little Advent devotions as well for our family, for little ones. And I think that we've gotten some from CPH before, CTA, other places as well, and handy little things.
Well, they are a wonderful devotion resource, either personally or I am sure what you do with Oscar with the devotions for the little ones is you make it a family devotion time. Mm-hmm. So whether you are by yourself, whether you are married, whether you are in a family setting, I know that there are many devotions available. As you mentioned, CPH, CTA, LHM, everything has an acronym.
And it's alphabet soup.
I am calling you on behalf of LSS. So, yes, Advent devotions are a wonderful, wonderful time for a family to focus together.
Any special Advent activities this week or next week for you?
Oh, as a matter of fact, I am heading to St. Louis not for an Advent devotion, but for the wedding of one of my staff from Lutheran Senior Services.
Oh, how delightful.
She's getting married this Saturday, and so we will be celebrating her wedding. And then, so it's not necessarily an Advent Christmas thing for me, but it will be a great time of celebration.
Well, Advent is the beginning of something. It's the beginning of the church year. For them, it's the beginning of a marriage.
Absolutely. What a wonderful way to look at it.
Advent's a great time to get married.
Right. It is. And who can forget your anniversary when it's 12-12? I mean, really.
Oh, wow, yeah.
There you go. She's handed her future husband a gift.
Well, very good. Well, thank you, Jane. God's blessings on your week and safe travels this weekend.
And I will talk to you next week.
All right, lssliving.org. You can find out more there about Lutheran Senior Services, older adults living life to the fullest. It's a great resource, lssliving.org. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading with the Reverend Dr. Glenn Thomas from St. Paul Lutheran Church in De Pere, Missouri. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.